One of the most influential sentences in history mentions the right to life. Quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." End quote. Of course, I've just quoted a portion of the Declaration of Independence, the 250th birthday of which we celebrate this year. But in the last half century, the abortion ethic in America has been at war with the right to life. And recently, we've seen the rise of the mail order of chemical abortions. Meanwhile, the state of Mississippi has recently approved some important pro-life legislation related to that. We're going to talk right now with Claire Ath, who is the Senior Policy Analyst for Human Coalition. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Claire, we welcome you back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry, for having me on. And I just, it's so great to see that you're addressing the problem of the chemical abortion pill with your viewers, because this is something that not a lot of people realize is that, yes, we may have some Planned Parenthoods closing, and while that's great, the majority of abortions are moving to online and they're moving to chemicals. So this is something that is still very much a problem and we need to be addressing.
Sure. And by the way, it's our listeners, but as far as the whole chemical abortions thing, it's not just online, it's also through the mail, correct?
Yes. I just referenced online in the sense that most moms are getting the pill by going onto Google, typing it in, and then getting it mailed to their home. And so while in the past they may go to the abortion clinic to have to get the pill in person, it was actually under the Biden administration that they did away with the in-person dispensing requirement. So this is now something they can just go outside of their mailbox and take the abortion drug at home.
And what about the right to life mentioned in our Declaration of Independence?
I know. It is just, it is truly egregious what has happened with our laws in this country. But that's why I'm so happy to see places like Mississippi that are really addressing this problem head on and doing everything they can to stop the chemical abortion pill from being mailed into their state.
Okay, so tell us about the details of that. And do you hope that, of course, other states would follow?
Yes. So actually, the first state that had done this was last year in Texas. They passed something called the Woman and Child Protection Act that Human Coalition was very involved in. And now we're starting to see other red states replicate this. So Mississippi is a great example. And what this does is if you are an individual who is in a state with strong pro-life protections, like in Mississippi, and you order these pills, that is breaking the law. So the doctors, the prescribers, the people who are sending this pill to the mom, they will face legal repercussions for this. So it's just another way to kind of put teeth into these bills that if you are ordering the pills and if these doctors are sending it, that is against the law. And Mississippi is looking to stop that.
So how would this actually work? I mean, basically, would they go after people who are mailing things? And by the way, I can imagine some of these packages being mailed possibly come from other countries, and I'm sure they don't care which state it goes to.
The main thing that we're looking to address is the providers, the so-called doctors who are mailing prescriptions. And a lot of times they're very public about it. You know, you see doctors in states like New York and California that are bragging about we mail pills to all 50 states, or that they are the predominant provider that's mailing pills into a state like Indiana. So to be able to have legal repercussions that they can be sued in civil court for up to, say, $100,000, that's something that's going to make them say, I don't want to pay a fine. And it's just another way that we can kind of limit the pills that are coming into the state, because it's going to act almost as a preventative, that these doctors won't want to mail the pills if they know they can get in trouble for it.
I know I've had you address and other guests address this in the past, but for those really not familiar with how chemical abortions work, go ahead and explain the details and take your time.
Yes. So the chemical abortion, we often refer to it as the pill, but it's actually a two-pill and a two-step process. A mom will go and on day one, she'll take mifepristone, and that pill will essentially cut off nutrients to the baby in her body. And then the second pill that she'll take is misoprostol. And this is something that will really engage labor in the mom. So it is just a horrible and a heartbreaking thing that these moms are going through, because when they're talking to these doctors and when they're on the Planned Parenthood website or Plan C, they're being told that this is just like a heavy period or cramping, when the honest reality is that they're inducing labor of their baby that they have killed. And it's just something that is horrific and that moms aren't being told the reality of. And I know at Human Coalition, we have countless stories of moms who were told that you're just going to induce your period. It's going to be a heavy period. And then they look in the toilet and they see their baby. And this is something that is traumatizing for the rest of your life. And I'm not sure if you're familiar, but there was actually insurance data that came out in the past year that showed that over 10% of women who take this chemical abortion drug experience severe adverse effects. So this means something that warrants an emergency room visit. So not only is this pill killing babies, it's also harming a good chunk of the moms who take this drug.
Even though this situation you just described, you know, sounds like, you know, a horrible, horrible situation, this is happening a lot all over the place, even in some red states where we have laws on the books, you know, against abortion.
Yes. And one of actually the biggest problems we face as a country is that we have no national abortion reporting data. You know, a lot of countries in Europe, they're required to report how many abortions are taking place because it is viewed as a healthcare procedure. But in the United States, the pharmaceutical companies like Danco, who creates the chemical abortion pill, the hospital settings and the doctor's clinics, they are not required by law to report how many abortions they're performing and how many are take place. So we truly do not have a good number or a handle and scope on how many abortions are occurring in this country. The Guttmacher Institute, which is Planned Parenthood's quote unquote research arm, they self-report and have self-reported numbers of clinics. And so what we know is that whatever they're going to self-report, it's going to be more than that. But they are talking about the chemical abortion pill now accounting for more than 70% of all abortions that are in place.
And women get these through prescription. And by the way, speaking of prescription, right, they get them through prescription, correct?
Yes, but I would use the term prescription very loosely.
Yeah, okay, that's my real question. Is there some sort of regulation of prescription medicines that are mailed?
So there is, and this is kind of, it's a twofold problem, is that it is a prescription medication, but it is not properly prescribed, that there is no in-person visit required. They aren't being checked if they have an ectopic pregnancy, which if that potentially affects 1 in 4 women, and you can't take the chemical abortion drug if you have an ectopic pregnancy. But when you go online to request this prescription, you are not required to put in any information or give an ID. You could be a man and request these pills. You could just type in Jane Doe and request the pills. And so that's a whole issue that there's no, they're not properly prescribing it. But then there also is an existing law on the books called the Comstock Act, which federally gives us the ability to regulate what is shipped in the mail. We have not seen action from the Trump administration to utilize this law, but it's something that Human Coalition and I know pro-life organizations across the country would really like to see them engage.
Okay, I mentioned earlier just even the word overseas. Some of these things perhaps are being mailed from overseas. Is that true? And if so, what happens then? Or how could it be at least somewhat regulated?
Yes. So that is actually a big thing. There are pills coming from overseas, from Russia, India, China, and we have no idea what is in this medication that women are taking. And even overseas, one of the things that I've started reading about a bit more is that not only is the chemical abortion drug a problem in America, It's a problem internationally where they are just, the abortion industry is promoting this pill so heavily. And you have to think about the kind of healthcare that we have here in America and that women have the opportunity to go to the emergency room. If you have women in sub-Sahara Africa that are taking this drug with a 10% severe adverse reaction rate, if they start struggling with sepsis, hemorrhage, these kinds of things, they don't have the healthcare to deal with these kinds of complications.
So it may actually end up in death. That's amazing. Now, you mentioned earlier that some cases there could be men that are, you know, making these prescriptions or wanting these prescriptions. Why would that be the case? A man wanting this abortion drug.
Yes. You know, I tell people a lot that abortion drugs are an abuser's favorite drug, that this is something that a lot of men use coercively, that they don't want the responsibility of being a father. They don't want to be a parent, and they can purchase this drug themselves and either give it to the woman unknowingly, which we keep seeing more and more of these cases pop up, that they put it in a woman's drink. They force feed it to her. And then there's also just coercion, that they order the pills and they just pressure their partner over and over and over that they aren't going to be a parent and they want them to abort the baby. And so this is something that is just horrific, that our elected officials and our politicians are not caring about the coercion of moms and just this complete free-for-all and wild west of the chemical abortion pill.
Now, are there some sort of loopholes that some of the abortion providers are, you know, they're taking advantage of those loopholes, and then are laws like the one in Mississippi, newly passed, trying to basically close those loopholes?
Yes. So one of the big things that we're facing right now legally is something called shield laws. And so this is an example of, you have a blue state like New York or California. At the state level, they have passed a quote unquote shield law where they say our providers cannot get in trouble for anything abortion related. And even in California, Gavin Newsom has gone as far as taking the doctor's name off the prescriptions for chemical abortion. So there's no way to tie it to the provider. But shield laws have not been tried in federal court. So their constitutionality has not been tested. And I am not a lawyer, but I know a lot of very good lawyers who are confident that once these cases start coming up against the shield laws, that they will not hold in court.
And so as far as the particular governor of Mississippi, what is he doing as far as loopholes, trying to close those loopholes?
So he has been great in terms of gathering coalitions and signing on with other Republican governors to really pressure the DOJ to act and protect pro-life states. You know, Donald Trump, President Trump was phenomenal in the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And he said that he wanted to send this legislation back to the states and let the states decide. But right now, the unfortunate reality is that states cannot set their own legislation and they cannot decide without federal support. So you have things like, I know Louisiana has a case right now of a woman who was forced to take the chemical abortion drug against her will by her boyfriend. She was harmed by the drug, experienced hemorrhage. And so Louisiana is trying to sue the doctor in New York who's responsible for this. And New York is saying, oh, no, no, we have a shield law. And the DOJ so far has been very quiet on these kinds of lawsuits. So Mississippi and Texas and Florida, all these governors and lieutenant governors and attorney generals have been getting together to really apply pressure to our Department of Justice.
You know, and to recap the top story here, this is really important because, as you said earlier, this, that is these abortion pills, the chemical abortions, that's the main form of abortion in these days. Okay, your website is humancoalition.org. How about a closing thought in 20 seconds?
Just a closing thought in 20 seconds is that we have to fight the chemical abortion pill. That's what Human Coalition has been doing so successfully, is we're online. Moms are able to Google, you know, they're looking for support, looking for help. And we have nurses and social workers that are ready to walk with them and give them the support they need, something that Planned Parenthood and the chemical abortion pill does not.
All right, Claire F., thank you so much. All the best.